Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. It's also the last day of July for 2020. Yes, it is the 31st of July, and we've got all the best technology news that has been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, we start off today's show with a little bit of Google, a little bit of Samsung, a little bit of negotiations going on. Actually, it's more like Google trying to convince Samsung to prioritize Assistant and the Play Store on Bixby, at least according to Bloomberg and Reuters. Apparently, the two tech companies are discussing a new global revenue sharing deal that will actually give Google more control over Samsung devices, something Google kind of really wants. For a while now, we've been hearing about Google apparently trying to urge Samsung to give Assistant and its Play Store app more prominence. Samsung, on the other hand, though, they're not really on board with it. But according to what we're hearing now with talks between the two companies, Samsung might be a little more willing to accept the deal, probably because there's going to be some money involved. Now, Samsung and Google both had some statements to say regarding this. Samsung said they remain committed to their own ecosystem and services. But at the same time, Samsung closely works with Google to offer the best mobile experience for their users. Google, on the other hand, says like all Android device makers, Samsung is free to create its own app store and digital assistant. That's the one great feature of the Android platform. And while we regularly talk with our partners about ways to improve the user experience, we have no plans to change that. Oh, it's just the perfect salt and pepper PR of BS. Are you jumping up and down and super excited about a 5G iPhone coming our way? Stop jumping. According to Qualcomm, a 5G iPhone, that might not be in the future, at least by September. Now, we're seeing this because of the quarter three earnings from Qualcomm. Yeah, not so hot, meaning there may be a delay for Apple's upcoming 5G iPhones. Wouldn't be the first time we've been hearing about this. There's been rumors going back and forth of delays of Apple's upcoming 5G lineup due to the production slowdowns caused by our, not-so-close friend COVID-19. Finally, Microsoft's got some new apps for us for iOS and Android as of yesterday anyways. These are the new family safety apps. What these apps do is they're designed to allow families to manage screen time and app usage, meaning parents, can have a little bit of control over their children's phones. Now, because since it's for Microsoft, of course, it's going to link across your Windows, Xbox, and your Android phone too, meaning those time limits can actually be synced across all those devices, meaning you can now prevent your kids from getting up in the middle of the night saying, I need a little Minecraft action. In fact, if your kids really tick you off, some apps can actually be completely blocked. Yes, welcome to the new world of You're Grounded. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, we would love to. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you find the news show, the Max show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts from the BTN Network. It's also where you can support the news show to help keep this podcast on the air and ad-free. Yes, this show relies entirely on your donations each and every month, and we really could use them. So if you want to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscribe. Subscriptions for as little as $5 a month, you can contribute to help keep the new show on the air. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday with a brand new month to get us started. Can't believe it's going to be August already. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend, but until then, I hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.